There have been reports for some time now that the Cuomo administration would soon begin to allow limited hydraulic fracturing by gas drilling companies in some southern tier communities where most of the residents want fracking. The New York State legislature left the Capitol for the summer, though, without agreeing to a number of fracking-related pieces of legislation. If the drilling is to take place, Cuomo's Department of Environmental Conservation has said it will need to increase staff beyond the present 16 employees who are authorized to issue gas drilling permits. They also want to set up a structure of taxes and fees on the gas drilling industry. It would help balance the state's budget and pay for costs incurred from the industrialization of portions of upstate New York. Catherine Natto is with Environmental Advocates.
If the governor is going to go ahead and greenlight this anyway, then the Department of Environmental Conservation needs the resources and the staff to oversee the state's laws and regulations. Because no matter what, if there aren't the boots on the ground to enforce the law, anything that the state comes out with as far as plans are concerned, they're just words on paper.
The legislature did not act on imposing new fees or beefing up permitting staff because Governor Cuomo did not propose anything. An advisory committee formed by Cuomo's Department of Environmental Conservation was to come up with a tax and fee structure, but it has not met since January, though a spokeswoman for the DEC has consistently said that meetings will take place again. The legislature also took no action on a number of bills to impose stricter regulations on fracking, despite repeated protests from groups that visited the Capitol on a near-weekly basis in the final months of the session.
Don't make our home a sacrifice zone! Don't make our home!
Environmental Advocates is also against fracking in New York, saying that the state is unprepared at this point to conduct drilling safely. Natto says her group and others have been pressing the legislature to authorize a health impact study on fracking, and they'd also like to see wastewater from the drilling practice classified as hazardous waste. Under federal law, the products do not have to be regarded as hazardous waste, but states are free to impose stricter standards. DEC Commissioner Joe Martin says he'll regulate the wastewater as though it were medical waste, but Natto says that's not good enough.
While it's a very great talking point, because anybody who hears medical waste immediately says, ew, it doesn't provide the protections that a hazardous waste definition would.
While the state assembly passed the bills, the Senate did not, and the legislature left town with no agreements. Natto says it may be the 2013 session before any of the bills are taken up again, and it's likely that any new permitting staff or new taxes or fees on the drilling industry would be imposed in Governor Cuomo's new budget, which also is not due out until January of next year. The Department of Environmental Conservation has said for months now that it is still reviewing over 66,000 public comments generated from a draft environmental impact study. The final version is yet to be released. Jim Smith is with the Independent Oil and Gas Association, a trade group representing gas and oil companies in New York. He says his group continues to have faith that Cuomo's environmental agency will issue the right regulations to ensure safe drilling.
I think the New York DEC will get this right. And I think that when people start experiencing drilling in their communities, they're going to see jobs.
But the oil and gas companies are urging Governor Cuomo to reconsider any plan that would limit fracking to specific parts of the southern tier, while leaving out for now the rest of available private land in the Marcellus Shale. They say the debate has dragged on for more than 4 years now, and they're tired of waiting. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.